my house and your house.
Yep, 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 yep. First you heard Brian Eno with Dunwich Beach Autumn 1960. That's what the track is called. It's from the album called Ambient 4 on Land. And it's the 8th solo album by Brian Eno. It was the final edition in Eno's Ambient series, which began in 1978 with Ambient 1 Music for Airports. The track title is named after the once prosperous seaport of Dunwich, Suffolk, but it eroded into the sea over a period of 300 years. And right now you just heard Suzanne Duse. She was born in Germany. The track was called Shiva's Dance. Her father wrote numerous books on dream interpretation and parapsychological phenomena. And her mother, Helen from Münchhofen, was a theater actress. Her grandmother, also named Helen von Münchhofen, was an actress as well and played a role in the silent movie Metropolis. I think you all know that movie. If you don't know it, go see it. It's wonderful. Let's hear another track with Suzanne Duse. This is called Spiral Dance, and afterwards I'll tell you more about her.
Thank you. grindhouse contentment.
All right, this was Suzanne Doucet with Spiral Dance. Whoa. So, by the age of 18, Suzanne was an established pop star in Germany with several number one hits. She also made her mark as a composer, engineer, and producer. At 25, she took a sabbatical from the music business to go on a spiritual odyssey. In 79, Doucet launched a record label in West Germany named Isis, after the Egyptian goddess of feminine divinity. She formed the duo called New Age, that was their name, with her musical partner, Christian Bühner. And they released in 1982 a cassette album called Transformation. They recorded acoustic sounds such as water drops, vocals using sophisticated sound manipulation, and multi-track recording techniques. The only electronic instruments used were the Jupiter 8 and the Roland 808 drum machine. Just two of my all-time favorites. All-time favorites. The Jupiter 8, of which Anna Linnet has two Jupiter 8s. Not just one, let's take two. They are very, very rare. And yeah, the 808, you all know from modern pop music, they're everywhere these days. So let's not get too much caught up in gear. But after this year, Suzanne began to work on the follow-up called Transmission. And that released on cassette tape in 83 and now has been re-released on vinyl. I went online and I searched for photos of her, and I found some really cute photos of her and a writer called Anja Hauptmann, a lyricist she apparently worked a lot with. And those pictures, they're cute. They really look like a couple. And another thing I discovered, you know, finding tracks for this episode, is that apparently it seems like there's quite a fair number of lesbians in the New Age department. Just saying. So yeah, that's interesting. And now let's move on to Jerry Tree, also known as Jerrianne Hilderly, who was a lesbian songwriter from New York. And she said, "Healing, specifically healing oneself through self-directed activity, is a central theme in her music." All right, let's hear it then.
Through your blue veil, I give you back your hands. Torn from my breasts, replacing bone. Kiss your face.
Thank you. My house and your house. Meet hoops, you did hoops. Meet hoops, you did house.
My house is your house. My house is your house.
Thank you. house in your house. That's Scottish for you.
All right, beautiful bells here from Soundless Sound 1, a full album cassette from Ma Pujab Apurvo. Before that, you heard Janalia Hoffman. The album is called Deep Daydreams from 87. Janalia Hoffman is now doing music therapy with Native American flutes.
No, what is that?
Right, so let's move on to Melissa Morgan and Diane Clark. One plays the flute and the other one plays the harp. And guess what this album is called? Invocation to Isis from 1984. A lot of Isis around New Age. Here we go. Take it away, Goddess Divine. To the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening and enjoying this beautiful music with me. And I'll see you next month. So I want to play a last song called My Autumn's Done Come by Lee Hazelwood. And it's gonna start right after this beautiful flute and harp. All right. Take care.
Kiss all the pretty ones goodbye. Give everyone a penny that cries. You can throw all my tranquil pills away. Let my blood pressure go on its way. 'Cause my autumn's done come, my autumn's done come, done come. Let those I don't care days begin. I'm tired of holding my stomach in. No more slinky folk dolls for me. I'll take Sears and Roebuck dolls gladly. 'Cause my autumn's done come. My autumn's done come, done come.
Test.
My electronic music.
Test.
In your electronic house.
Die kan ik nooit horen, want ja, die moet ik horen. Wat van domme. Min.
is het goed dicht, hoor.
Ja, dat weet ik zeker.
Ik ken het niet. Schrijf hem uit.
Ja, zo vertrekt de Swoers Garage met... ja, met een trekker met allemaal aanhangers, met lichtbaren.
Je moet het nog godverdomme horen. Test.
Oh, wacht, dat is een kraan hier. Met een,
hoe mooi heb je jouw deurtjes nu?
Mega heftruck.
Wat dan nou? Dit is Patrick. Hij staat op een scherm.
Hij
staat op een scherm. Wat is
dat? FDI Sambron. Is dat het?
Is dat nog wel fucking gek?
Ja, nou, dat is jammer. Hij stopt er al mee. Ah, I thought you were going to give a show. Thought you were going to give a show with the machine.
Show with the machine?
Yeah, I thought you were going to...
No, I just need to back up to make it to my garage.
Okay. Nou, oké. Okay. Geen mega heftruck show. Hey, kijk, ik zie wel een parknest bewoner.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Hey.
Zijn jullie weer met de hele met de personeelsvereniging van Parknest?
Nou, nee, maar best wel... Wel met een aantal. Dirk en Suus en Nash die helpt hier.
Ah, oké, heel leuk.
Ja.
Gezellig.
Ja, is leuk, ja. Ja, dus wij zijn hier vanavond na Parknest.
Ja, en heb je al wat meegemaakt vandaag?
Nee, nog niet. Nee, nog wel aangekomen, maar ik begrijp dat er nog wel wat muziek is.
Ja, er komt een geweldige band hier.
Hier, deze, die grote.
Ja, dat wordt echt fantastisch.
Ja. En er is nu al iets bezig daar bij die,
Bij die caravan. Oh, leuk. Oh shit. Oh, daar had ik beloofd om te komen. Oh, shit.
Ja, dan moet je snel filmen dan.
Shit, ja, dat gebeurde gisteren ook. Dat is die gekke Spaanse show.
Oh?
Van de Los Galindos.
Oh, hiernaast.
Die lopen allemaal rond. En op een gegeven moment krijg je allemaal explosies. Dus, ik weet niet.
Uitkijken voor je leven.
Geen idee wat waar, maar dat was gisteren ook al, dus...
Nou,
ik ga snel die kant op.
Ja, doe maar.
Dankjewel. Ja, dus waarschijnlijk is bij Kiki's caravan dat nu Kiki zelf gaat spelen misschien. Die andere band is zich aan het klaarmaken. Die naam is me weer opgeschoten. Het is heel vervelend. Maar...
Tomorrow is the seasonal ball. I propose costumes for you and the honorable ministers to wear.
Yes?
All dress as orangutans. All your guests will run and scream with their mouths agape and try to hide. And you, sire, will have last laugh for such imperial cunning.
Redress the wrong! I will torture you! I will burn you dead!
Yes, my prince, you light the fire of eternal fame. Burn, monkeys, burn!
Listen.
Radio Paddepoel heeft voor veel opschudding gezorgd onder oranjegezinde Amsterdammers.
Ja, ik vind dat men veel vrijer is. Dat men ook zonder de minste bezwaren de meest onbeschofte dingen kan zeggen en doen. En
dat vindt u echt?
Dat vind ik echt. En dan zitten wij in de, wat je noemt, misschien kinderachtige positie die geen andere Nederlanders hebben zoals wij. Dat we ons niet kunnen verdedigen in de zin van, kunt iemand niet in de smoel slaan.
Radio pat tap 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 poe pat tap 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 poe tap 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 poe poe wat tap tap radio pat tap 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 poe pat tap 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 poe wat tap 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 poe.
S is for sex and space. Vanguard of the sexual revolution. An ad hoc committee consisting of all the people at any given time who are having sex that either is broadening to their personal horizons, is socially prohibited, or takes place in a barely concealed public space. It often includes fresh young lovers, reckless life artist types, and men and women of all ages entering into unexpected affairs. Masturbating adolescents who live with their parents are always considered honorary members. Conquest-seeking so-called libertines are excluded on principle, of course. Here is the VSR manifesto, composed by Nadia C. in a library one night when she hadn't made love for an agitating 3 days. Or perhaps on a still Christmas morning after a night of passionate sex with a woman she had wanted for years. A call into arms. Because we get to have so little honest, intimate, beautifully dangerous sex that they can sell us flat images of it instead. Because we spend so much more time contemplating these representations than having sex, that when we do sleep together, it is more a meeting of roles than of individuals, and not supportive or satisfying roles at that. Because the most radical of us would still rather speak fancifully of total revolution than dare a moment of actual experimentation in a field that really matters, like our beds. Because as long as our own sexualities are constructed by the media of silence and the culture of violence, each of us is a Trojan horse bearing our own enemies, the fetishization of domination and submission, the paralysis of fear and shame, everywhere we go. It's time to stop being spectators and start being actors, or agents if you prefer, the double meaning being very much intended, to take our desires back by converting our sex lives from passive recreation into active recreation. And to do this, we must first replace the representations of sex in our lives and all around us with real sex. Our numbers are greater than you think. You are one of us each time you transform public space, not by privatizing it. It's already deprived of anything personal at all. Thus the irony that the public is actually the least public of spaces. But by making it into real people space, by doing something in it that truly feels liberating. For example, fucking. On the roof of the police station, at the shore, on the rocks, just below the art museum window, etc. Not that public sex is always itself revolutionary sex, but such sex is always revolutionary in that it takes lovemaking out of the narrow confines in which it is permitted, that is, in which it is permitted to languish, caged and stripped of the spontaneity that is its lifeblood, just as we languish with the rest of the world stripped of it. They shall know us by the innocence of our guilty smiles, holding hands as we walk out of the fog in parks at night, transformed and transcendent, unbowed and uninhibited in this dry and dreamless world, by used birth control devices, and left in university classrooms and office bathrooms, by growing numbers of women who know exactly what they want, and men who aren't afraid to touch one another. We will be the spark that ignites the new sexual revolution, armies of lovers laying down their responsibilities and picking up each other as weapons, to fight against the smothering joylessness of this world. To quote the skinheads' anthem of homophobia and intolerance back at them, we refuse to, quote, stay in the closet because it's safe in there.